It's good morning to you and all yours. Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your daily devotional and inspirational podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. What we are looking at today is somewhat tilting towards 1, setting the captives free, 2, discovering your true identity, 3, purposeful pursuit, overtake and recovering back lost grounds, and of course, number 4, opening your eyes to the spiritual truth, which is Ephesians 6:12 that says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This will be a part series of messaging, and this is part 1 for today. Child of God, understand this truth. If you choose to ignore them, it is purely at your own risk. There is indeed spiritual wickedness. We see many lives which should be generational influencers wasted at infancy. For instance, Pharaoh wasted destinies before manifestation. Herod wasted many lives at infancy. In 1 Samuel 22 verses 18, we read the story of a certain character known as Doeg the Edomite. Commanded by Saul the king, he was asked to kill, and he turned and struck down 85 priests. Innocent lives were cut down and wasted within the ambit of few hours. Many times, so unfortunately, a lot of havoc is rendered and destinies wasted, killed and destroyed. Joseph, Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, Daniel and many more refused to be wasted or destroyed in life, and they did all possible to keep themselves above the storm of wickedness. The wasters and destroyers or killers of good things can manifest spiritually and also physically. They hinder progress, they hinder good opportunities, they shut good doors, they plant strange sicknesses undecodable by medical diagnosis. Why? The reason is this: because it's spiritual and it is implanted to steal, to kill and to destroy. Many things can be wasted. Time can be wasted, finances can be wasted, marriage can be wasted, efforts can be wasted, family can be wasted, businesses can be wasted, children can be wasted, health can be destroyed, and much more. But you must not allow your life, your destiny, or that which concerns you to be wasted, because if it is wasted, to recover back may be a bit difficult, and at times the damage may be irreversible, except for the mercy of God. I pray for you. By the reason of the anointing, your case, heaven will visit and restore you in Jesus' name. Child of God, some lives are wasted by reason of ignorance, some by reason of wrong association. For some, it's negative parental influence on children while growing up. For some, it's spiritual attacks as a result of several factors. It would amount to outright ignorance to underestimate or undermine what spiritual attacks against a life can do. I repeat, it would amount to outright ignorance to underestimate or undermine what spiritual attacks against a life can do. Jeremiah 30 verse 16 tells us, "Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you, I will make a prey." Hallelujah. That is a promise from the living God. Child of God, for these wasting powers not to have influence on you, you have to know your God. You must stand on the promise of God for your life. You must live a life of righteousness. Child of God, prepare to prevail in prayers and not accepting no for an answer. Now I want you to close your eyes and begin to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Say this with me: "Lord Jesus, I come to you. I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my iniquity, my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Make me a candidate of your glorious kingdom. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. I surrender all. I say bye-bye to darkness. In the name of the Father, Holy Spirit, take over. In Jesus' name, amen." Child of God, listen attentively. As I call the prayers, take it with rapid fire and do justice to it, for there shall be no peace for the wicked in Jesus' name. Number 1, declare this loud and clear. "Oh Lord, locate wasters around my life and destroy them all in the mighty name of Jesus." Deal with that. Number 2 prayer is loud and clear. "Powers of wasters against my destiny, fail in the name of Jesus. Number three prayer, power of wasters over my health, fail in the name of Jesus. Number four, every form of stagnancy planted in my life, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Number five, powers keeping my name and image on altars of wastage, be openly disgraced and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Number six, devouring attachments to my destiny, catch fire and burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. Number seven, in your mercy, O Lord, repair wasted places in my career, hindering my promotion. Number eight, O Lord, repair all aspects of my life and health that need your touch in the name of Jesus. Number nine, I recover back all good things stolen from me in the name of Jesus. And prayer number 10, which is the last but not the least for this edition of the podcast, you declare it, O Lord, open my eyes to deep secrets for my deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take all those prayers very seriously with quality time spent on them and see what heaven will do for you. You can check our Facebook page on Hallelujah Every Day for the typed copy of the prayers. The message surely will continue. Expect your miracles in Jesus' name. Happy birthday to those born on this date in history. God bless your new age exceedingly and abundantly. For those celebrating wedding anniversary and special memorials, may God give you joy, testimonies that overshadow all situations in Jesus' name. It's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. A very big thank you to all who support and sponsor the podcast on various platforms. Please feel free to reach us if you'd like to support. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.